Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the Phenology Report for the weeks of May 22nd through June 5th, 2021. My name is Adeline, and I'm your phenologist for this week. On May 22nd, it was high in the 70s. Then a cold freeze moved through with temperatures down to 23 degrees. It caused many new leaves to die on the oak trees in our area, as well as many of our yard plants. Bleeding hearts, hostas, and garden vegetables we set out were killed by the freeze. Many shrubs are flowering now, like service berries and choke cherries. Finn's crabapple trees are blooming with tons of white flowers all over his lawn. The first lupins were in bloom on June 2nd. The first bobolinks arrived on Sunday the 23rd. They're the only bird in our area that have yellow and white on their back, as well as a cap on their head and a dark body below. They also sound like R2-D2 from Star Wars. The recording we played before was of this bird. Nora saw an American bittern while getting water from our school pond for the tadpoles in our preschool. Amy has a robin's nest on her playset again this year, and it has four blue eggs in it. Bluebirds have been strangely absent from our area this year. This is due to the below freezing temps seen in many southern states where these birds winter over. The residents down there found many dead birds in their bird boxes where they had tried to hide from the extreme cold. Finn noticed a ton of mosquitoes at his house. Black flies are also swarming at dusk. The first monarchs of the year were a welcome sight as they floated on the warm, humid air on Saturday the 22nd. William saw a monarch butterfly when he got off the bus on Tuesday the 25th. Several people have seen the little blue butterflies around the last 2 weeks. The large yellow and black swallowtail butterflies and the mid-sized checker spots are also flying about. Watch soon for the glowing lights of the lightning bug beetles. A few bumblebees have been seen, but their numbers appear low this year. William saw a black bear in his neighbor's yard on its hind legs eating their bird seed out of the bird feeder. It was about 6 feet on its hind legs. Many Franklin's ground squirrels are scurrying across yards and roads, too. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.